Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Thanks perhaps to the dramatic improvements in technology over the last few decades, the onslaught on par seems to be gaining ground. Ryo Ishikawa, Japanese teenage golf prodigy, shot a 58 in an official Japan Golf Tour event back in 2010. A few years later, at the PGA Tour's 2016 Travelers Championship, Jim Furyk used his unique swing to go where no pro had gone before and score the tour's first 58 at the Travelers Par 70 host site. I guess Jim's 59 back in 2013 wasn't satisfying enough. Now, two other professionals shot 58 in recent years, one on the Korn Ferry Tour in 2016, and another earlier this year again on the Japan Golf Tour. Alejandro Del Rey is a Spanish golfer on the European Challenge Tour. That's the developmental tour for Europeans similar to the PGA's Korn Ferry Tour. A recent Arizona State grad, the Spanish Sun Devil recently went lower than any pro before, ever. After turning in a less than stellar first round 74, Del Rey bounced back in historic style with a 58 during the Swiss Challenge in Western France. Now, what's so historic about shooting a score already claimed by other pros? Well, of all the 58s on pro tours to date, Alejandro's round was the first to go 14 strokes better than par. The other mind-blowingly good scores came on par 70 courses, while Del Rey's magic ride happened at a par 72. Once again, imagine being the only person alive to have achieved something. Anything. Especially something as crazy as shooting 14 under in a single round. Hats off to you, Alejandro. Now, the FYI. Today, in 1993, after 9 seasons and 3 championships with the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan announced his retirement from the NBA. He would return on March 18, 1995, and lead the Bulls to another 3 NBA titles. That's it for the Early Tee today. Enjoy your day, or enjoy your round.